Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I really don't have any information on that, and I really don't think it matters. You know, it's not really what I'm thinking about. Thinking about the team and getting ready to practice, and Lamar's working. You know, he's doing a great job. I talked to him yesterday for a long time. He's in here all day today working, and yeah, it's just kind of what we do.
How about I just don't say anything?
Okay. That's what I would do.
I just don't want to take anything.
Yeah. Why don't we just leave it alone, and we'll just. The injury. Thank you. The injury report will be out at 4.
John Harbaugh yesterday, meeting with the media. Ravens back at practice, getting ready for the Houston Texans as underdogs. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, for the first time this season, underdogs. Let me stress. Well, they played three teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Well, the three losses, Buffalo, Detroit, and then Kansas City. Oh, I get it. Sure. No doubt. Ravens were favored in all three games. So the Ravens were expected to beat them.
Yeah.
Two of them on the road.
Yep.
All right. So we've gotten that one out of the way. But the irony of it is here they are back home and they're underdogs against a team that just won their first game last week, the Houston Texans. But that was John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson, the hamstring, which prevented him from practicing. And, you know, Brian Wacker, who we're going to talk to later in the show, from the Baltimore Sun, sources, going to miss Sunday, possibly 2 to 3 weeks. Ian Rappaport, or Schefter, one of the insider guys, that Lamar's going to do everything he can to get on the field this Sunday against Houston, understanding that this is a pretty big game for Baltimore, because next week against the Rams, even if Lamar is playing, and the way the defense is playing against that offense, mm-hmm. they're going to lose anyway. So if you're going to split these next two, your best opportunity, air quotes, you would think, would be against the Texans. But it seems chances are slim and none that Lamar will go, and Slim's waiting for the bus down on Falls Road right now.
I think, Bob, me and you got as much chance to play Sunday as Lamar does, you know? My neck's a little sore.
Yeah, my neck is hurt.
But I don't think he plays. I mean, Bob, if his game is an athletic movement, quick change of direction game. And if he's not 100%, you know, I don't. Actually, Bob, I don't see it till after the bye. That's kind of, in my mind, all right, Cooper, you got to win us a game. And that's what it's what we're paying you for, and that's why we went and got you, to get a more experienced backup, and that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to try to win him a game or two, you know, and offensively and defensively, they've got to have two better game plans than they've had the last couple weeks, because they've been outcoached the last two games, and they need to outcoach Houston in this one.
Yeah, outcoached, physical, played.
Yep.
I mean, the results speak for themselves. But, Nolan, we were talking before the show started. Nolan McGraw, everybody, here on this Total Request Thursday. As you listen to John Harbaugh address the masses, about Lamar's injury in particular. And we also heard him talk about Emory Jones. He come off the injured list, and they really don't have a plan. And
yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, the guy hadn't put on pads since Senior Bowl in January.
But he's been watching game film.
But that's, yeah.
He's been, been there with the team.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Bob, his chances of playing, me and you have a better chance to play than he does.
So it looks like we're suiting up with Lamar and Emory Jones there. But Nolan McGraw, what did you think of John Harbaugh's comments, at least the two clips that we played here to start the show?
Can't do anything but laugh. I mean, it's typical Harbaugh, typical false bravado Harbaugh. And he doesn't even believe his own words. I mean, you hear it there. Just leave it alone. Please leave it alone. Can we please move on? And then get bailed out by PR. Oh, injury report's out at 4. And then the little nervous chuckle at the end. The guy's a loser. It's pathetic. I mean, I've turned on him here in the last year.
Is that Brian?
I mean, look.
No, that's
his resume.
Hey, watch your back, Harbs. Did you see what he did to Brandon Hyde?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you got Hyde fired.
His resume speaks for itself. He's a very accomplished coach. He's a great coach, in my opinion. But this shtick has worn thin in the past year. And it really became evident to me in the preseason comments about Super Bowl or bust. And maybe at the time, thought maybe we're digging a little too deep into this and just kind of ripping and prying here for the sake of it with sports talk media. And then the more this has gone on and the poor results, similar issues that we've seen in the past not getting corrected, well, now it's fair. Now it's more than fair to tear into it and rip into his comments because nothing is changing and he's trying to run this jokey, you know, shtick out there every single week and thinks that the media is just going to go along with it. No, he made another comment that we didn't play, saying, what does this matter? You know, it's a long injury report. Do we need to? Nobody has time for us to get into all that. No, we have time. All the people that you're talking to there yesterday, it's their job to have time for that. And quite frankly, it's your time. You have time for it. All right? Now, don't get me wrong. He's more than free to say, we're just going to keep that to ourselves. We just come out and say, hey, competitive thing. We're keeping it a secret for competitive reasons. That's it. End of the conversation.
Right.
But to throw these shots and try to poke fun and banter with the media and deflect the heat off of you, I'm tired of it. Yeah, grow up.
By the way, the reason they're there is to get answers to those questions.
Would you rather have a Belichick?
Good point. So Bill Belichick, and we made fun of him and everyone in the world did for years with his tight-lipped press conferences where he said nothing. If Harbaugh did the same exact thing, if he was Bill Belichick yesterday, no problem. No problem at all. Because you know what? Bill Belichick never embarrassed himself at the podium with stupid comments like that.
Yeah, on to the next game. On to Cincinnati.
Now, let me ask you this, Nolan. Have you listened to any of the other head coaches around the league, does anybody ever say anything?
I'm not asking him to rip his players. Like I just said, when it comes to the injuries thing, you don't have to tell us, it happened on this specific play. Fair question. You don't have to answer it, but don't get cute and don't be an a-hole. Just say, no comment on that. That's it.
Yeah. And don't get condescending to the media.
Exactly. Which he has been for years.
Yeah, and even when we do news from the Nest, where we're going to play a couple of those cuts, we love our media most of the time. And going back to the comment about the Super Bowl or bust and calling people losers who've never won anything, who are making that statement, which, by the way, included a bunch of people who have won things, he looks at it in the prism of the NFL. Life doesn't revolve around the National Football League. You know what I mean? Life revolves around the big picture, and he's a God-fearing man. How the big fella upstairs judges you, and we're not talking about Vince Lombardi. Yeah, you're the guy that talks about mighty men and iron sharpening iron and all of this cliche nonsense that's thrown out there. This isn't rocket science. It's not. And I know people like to portray it that it is. Not everyone that's worked in the NFL has a PhD and a master's degree with a 5.0 GPA. It's not rocket science. So don't talk down to your fan base, by the way, because the media is the conduit to your fan base. the ones that spend $1 bazillion for their PSLs and $50,000 a beer and everything it takes and buying all the merch and all of this stuff that you pimp on your websites. You know, I get it. It's frustrating. You get sick of talking about it. Hey, a baseball manager deals with it every day for 6 months. Actually, going back to 8 months, you deal with it twice a week.
And not once in that press conference yesterday did I hear Harbaugh, and not just yesterday, this has been going on for years, say, I have to be better. It starts with me. This is my team. I'm the leader. We've got problems across the board. We got to get healthy. But this starts with me. He has never said that. Never put his hand up and take responsibility up front.
He's never said that? Never?
Maybe hyperbole there with the never. But he didn't say it yesterday.
He goes, and for, we.
It's a lot of we.
More of a we. Yeah.
It's a lot of the group. You're the leader. You're at the front. Lead from the front.
Yeah, Vinny, he's your buddy, Harbsy.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say this. You know, some of the things he says, you know, it's like, is interesting to say the least. But, you know, I mean, the Super Bowl or bust, that was a little out there. But normally, Harbs is okay. I mean, you can tell if they win or if they lose what kind of mood he's going to be in. And, I mean, that's kind of typical. I mean, you've been around coaches, you know, in these press conferences. Number one, they don't want to do it, you know. I mean, that's number one. And number two, you have to do it. So, see, the problem, like, all right, let me give you an example. Like Jim Zorn, said I can't lie, and he would tell the truth on everything. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You gotta shut up.
I chopped down a cherry tree.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want your coach, basically, you want him talking to his players and the fan base. That's kind of what you want him to do, because that's who he's talking to, you know. I can see him being, I mean, if you're sitting 1-3, you know, I'm sure he's been catching heat,
right,
and all that too. So, you know, I mean, he is kind of human. And let me just ask you this. That's the last thing that you want to, you know, just get pounded with questions. I mean, I've been there. I've stood there. You don't want to be answering questions, and you don't want to answer those things. And you got to think, all right, how do I kind of avoid that?
I think it would be one thing if he was getting peppered with, hey, how do you feel about your job security? How do you, you know, are you planning on making any changes as a coordinator? Those are more pointed, loaded questions. We're just asking about injuries here. And again, you are free to not make a comment. Many coaches do it. Harbaugh himself has done it. Just don't give us the extra BS.
What did he do Monday? Came right out and said Matabike's out for the year. Just get ahead of it. And that's what Manzalino and Brandon Hyde would do with injuries. They would start the press conference, injury update. So we're not going to wait till question three where us all of a sudden somebody not telling how to address the media. With Lamar, you know, we were talking yesterday. Can't really get into it. The injury report be out at 4. So right now, I really don't have anything to get into more detail about. Done right out of the gate.
And Hensley, in that last question there, even said, well, I'm asking for clarification because I don't want to write something or tweet something or report something that's factually untrue. I'm looking for you to clarify your comments. It's not a pointed, loaded question here. Just looking for clarification. But he has that. You can tell he's defensive. He's nervous when he talks. I understand why. They're 1-3. They're injured. Yeah. They're staring down the gates of hell here.
Underdogs at home.
It is what it is. But he's an 18-year coach, not a first-year coach.
No. I would tend to agree. And old Chad Steele over there has got to give him a little advice on the questions that are going to get asked and everything, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That being said, the Ravens, they got a game coming up against Houston on Sunday back at home. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh. We're going to hear from Mark Andrews, Tavius Robinson, Rashad Bateman, and more as we get through the program. Baseball playoffs, four more exciting games, three more nail biters. Dodgers finished off the Reds after falling behind early. We'll get into all of that good stuff and more. Terps are hosting Washington coming up on Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. Maryland getting 6.5, looking to go 5-0. What's the? I've been reading all the stuff on the interweb and throughout on the Maryland websites. September Maryland. Hey, September Maryland's the 85 Bears. It's October now. Can they follow?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? It's not the scheme. It's the players. They're not doing their jobs.
Yeah, like I told you.
Basically is what he's saying right
now. Yeah, I told you off air, Bob. I mean, they said the players were saying the same thing last year in the first five games. You know, don't blame Zach Orr. It's us. What'd they do? They went in and brought Dean Pease in, and all of a sudden the defense got better. So, you know, the players, they're going to, what are they going to say? Oh, Zach sucks, you know?
See, that would make for an entertaining press conference.
Oh, boy, yeah. But that the thing about it is, you know, they can say what they want, you know, and if it's been four straight weeks now, all right, and it's the same mistakes. We've got over 30 missed tackles in two games, and, you know, and guys fundamentally, are you doing too much? You know, I mean, I don't think they're doing a lot. You know, are you asking them to do things they can't do? Because apparently you must be, because there's so many breakdowns. There's so many mental errors out there. You know, guy in a wrong gap, that's a mental error. You know, you're supposed to be in your gap. And, you know, so, I mean, that's.
But when you watch film, what is the major problem they have defensively?
Missed tackles, number one, getting to the quarterback.
So is it schematic, or is it they're just not good enough?
I like I said yesterday, remember when like with Judon. Judon had those sacks. I said they were all wink-aided, you know?
Played to the whistle.
Yeah, and scheme.
Yeah.
You know, his were all stunts and twists. Now, with this offensive line that Houston's got, and we'll do the film later on, but they're not the best, and they struggle with kind of like the Ravens' offensive line with the stunting and twisting. They struggle with that. And I'll say this right now, Bob, and I'm going to say it when we do the film. Stroud, you cannot get him – he was never comfortable in that Houston. They never throw it down the field. He's never comfortable. You can't start this game and let him stand back there, you know, and be comfortable. No, you got to start the game attack. That's what they got to do. They got to be on attack on defense. All right, the best thing you got going right now on your defense is your corners, your secondary, if they're healthy. You know, it's your secondary because your pass rush gets nothing. My linebackers are hurt or rookies. So, all right, I got to take advantage of that. Their receivers, other than Nico Collins, is like, okay.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, cover up there and let's get after his ass.
He's been sacked 10 times and he's averaging 7 yards of completion.
Yeah, I know. And Bob, the ball comes out so quick. And he doesn't even have time to look down the field. And like the deep ball he threw to Nico Collins, it was a fade route. Like 1, 2, 3, boom, and it's out of your hand.
We'll come back, well, after the next call and get Jim Smith. But we got that Vinny film breakdown of the Texans coming up at 10:45. And then Houston's play-by-play guy, Mark Vandermeer,
mm-hmm.
going to be joining us. They're 1-3. They just won their first game last week. Against arguably the worst team in football.
And Bob, let me just say this. Like, because, you know, when I do the film, so I went back and I looked at the play-by-play and everything, and it's like, seriously? I mean, it was 6-0 at the half, and Tennessee missed 2 field goals. Should have been 6-6 through 3 quarters.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Both you gentlemen.
How you doing, Ed?
Good, sir. Thank you for asking. Ravens solution mode thought process, team defense, their roster on that side of the ball is loaded with get there and finish athletic potential, even with the injury depletion. They should be thinking of one stat only to win every game they play, TFL, tackles for a loss, ruin entire possessions. Up front, twists and stunts, short side, corner, B-line blitz, Mike Backer delay, X blitz, kitchen sink, whatever. Start sending more than they can block. Get after it. On offense, DeAndre Hopkins, thus far, only 7 total targets in 4 games with 5 receptions. 2 were spectacular TDs. He will beat singled up man coverage every time. Turn him loose. Established early, which should free up the other Raven receivers to make more plays downfield. Flowers, Bateman, Andrews, Hill, likely, whoever. And the tailback run lanes should open. My point today, don't sit still. Get after it. Get a win. Build off of it. Whole lot of season left to get this right. Stacking W's one game at a time. This team is too good to be floundering. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy, as always.
All right, thank you,
Ed. I agree with Ed 100% about the defense. Get after them. Bob, how about this? I mean, here's one of the things about their offensive line. The 2 inside linebackers for Tennessee, one of them had 17 tackles, the other had 9. They don't get up to the linebackers, you know, and they want to Houston wants to run the football.
It's 5881057 The Fan. We'll have the film breakdown of the Texans coming up in a few minutes. But coming up next, Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith will preview the big game coming up against Washington this Saturday. A game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. And the Maryland Big Basketball Fancy Facility. That got cracked open, too, to the media. Very impressive, apparently.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about what's happening at College Park. And yes, it's a big weekend for the football teams. On the Window Nation guest hotline, he's the AD. He's Jim Smith. Jim, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to make it all about me. If you don't mind, Jim Smith, I'm going to announce to you and everyone listening, I put my money where my mouth is and joined the One Maryland Collective. I'm not going to tell you how generous or cheap I was, but I put my money where my mouth is.
Every dollar matters, Bob. Every
I think that's all
matters.
I gave, by the way. But anyway.
Hey, what about you, Vinny? Where are you?
Where am I?
On One Maryland. Come on. We need you.
I've got college tuitions that I'm paying for right now at other schools.
Come on now. You can help the local flagship school out a little bit.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll negotiate. Now the M Club, Ronaldo Nehemiah Skeets, one of the great hurdlers in the history of that sport, went on to the NFL, got a Super Bowl ring, as a matter of fact, with the 49ers. Talk about Skeets, Jim, and what he now means to his alma mater here.
Hey, it's a great get for us to have a world class track athlete, football player back in the fold, leading our M Club. So just thrilled to have him. You know, we've talked about building a championship culture here at Maryland, and you can't find a better representative of a championship culture than Ronaldo. So it's great to have him part of the team.
All right, Jim, now let's get to the task at hand. It's Saturday, 3:30 against Washington. And before we get into the X's and O's of the actual matchup, just what's the buzz going on? No, I'm not talking about old Buzz Williams there, and we always can. But around campus, I saw some estimates, 45,000 plus for this game. Maryland trying to get to 5-0. First time they played Washington since Bobby Ross and Boomer Esiason were there, and that was in a bowl game. What's the energy level down in College Park looking ahead to 48 hours here?
Oh, I mean, everybody is fired up. You know, and when I say everybody, everybody on campus is excited for this game. And I think, you know, I hope everybody in the state of Maryland, it's a big game for us. Mm. We're going to have a huge crowd. You know, we're tracking towards a sellout, which would be fantastic. You know, I know you pumped Walt Williams' link last week. Hopefully you'll push mine this week so we can get over the top. Because I really think, you know, our team has proven we're worthy of the investment to come out and watch us play. We play hard. We play fast. We've got a really good quarterback. We got a good defense. It's going to be a really exciting game. Washington is very good. So really excited. And there's just, you know, a lot of excitement on campus for this game.
Hey, Jim, watching that Ohio State-Washington game last week, you know, I thought I was surprised that Washington was that good, you know, when I was watching them. And then I don't know if they'll be back, but hopefully they won't be. The left tackle and the pass rusher, I saw them both leave the Ohio State game. Is there any word yet? Hopefully they're out for Saturday.
Well, we're going to prepare to play like they're going to play, you know, and I think we have to, but we don't know as of right now. We'll see. They're going to come. They're going to be on the sideline, and I'm sure it'll be a game day decision for them on whether they're healthy enough to play. And I our guys are ready to play the best of anybody's team, and I think you've seen that so far this year. They bring their A game every time they're on the field, and so regardless of who we're going to play. We're going to play hard. We're going to play fast, and you know we're going to keep moving this moving the ball down the field and get ourselves hopefully another win this weekend.
Yeah, for the defense, this is going to be a huge challenge for them. You know, this weekend, I think, Jim. You know, because Williams, the quarterback for Washington, very athletic and stuff. So you know, Stewart and them, they may be rushing just to keep him contained early on. I would imagine.
I watched Nick Saban on game day last week talk about how Ohio State was going to contain the Washington quarterback. And I think, you know, we learned a lot from that game. And you're right. I mean, if you can keep him from getting, you know, a big gain, keep him from running the ball, because Ohio State definitely held him to, I think, negative yardage, actually, when you factor in the sacks. If you can do that, we're gonna have a really good chance to win the game. He's very athletic. He's dynamic. Hey, we've got an athletic and dynamic quarterback, too, which is going to make it a really fun day to be at CQ Stadium.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Terps hosting Washington. Maryland getting points. We're not here to talk about it from a gambling aspect. Just throwing it out there. You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan. So after the Huskies, who averaging 200 yards a game rushing prior to Ohio State, you got Nebraska coming in, Jim Smith. So you got Minnie Mahomes and Raiola and all them. We don't want to look too far ahead. But how big of the next couple of weeks is it going to be? You got basketball practice starting. The soccer is ranked. You got all these other sports going on that are doing really well. The Basketball Performance Center has opened. Even players on the team were surprised at how awesome it is. So talk about the next couple of weeks at College Park, and you know that meter's kind of hitting a 10 on the let's get at it meter.
It really is, because there is always something. We say this every week, there's always something great going on here at College Park. We're going to play a volleyball game here this weekend in Xfinity Center as well on Sunday. It's going to be a big match against Penn State. So we're really excited about that. We're 21-2-1 at home this year. And, you know, so protecting the house with all our sports, men's soccer's off to a great start. Women's soccer is having a good season. Obviously our field hockey program's outstanding, and then basketball starting. So it is just a great time to be a Terp fan and to be coming out to College Park to take in one of these great teams that we've got playing right now.
Yeah, go to umterps.com to get all of your Maryland information. Jim, it is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. Hopefully it's a good luck song.
So I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to go Chris Stapleton, White Horse.
White Horse, Nolan McGraw, our DJ over here, Jim Smith, of 88 Haney. Jim, we appreciate it. Good luck this weekend in all the sports, certainly with Maryland taking on Washington, because that's one of the marquee matchups of college football this weekend.
5-0, Jim. Let's do it.
Hey, here we go. That's right. And I'll be looking for your one Maryland contribution, Vinny.
You got it.
Good luck with that. Here's Jim Smith, everybody, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. We'll come back, break down the Houston Texans on film. They're 1-3 for a reason, but they did win their last last game and how they eke out that victory and where might they pose problems for a banged-up Ravens team.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, Houston Texans coming to town 1-3. They won their last game over the Tennessee Titans. They are favored against the Ravens. Main reason, Ravens are decimated with injuries, including to their most important player, number 8, Lamar Jackson. But let's look at Vinny's film room. Houston posing any problems here to Baltimore?
Well, the thing about it is, offensively, Nico Collins is a very good player. Wide receiver, jersey number 12. You know, he had a big catch in the last game against Tennessee on a fade route down the left side. And he catches some short crossing routes. Is he a phenomenal route runner? No. I'm not really impressed with any of their Christian Kirk, Xavier Hutchinson, any of the other receivers. To me, they're just guys. They're just guys. So the Ravens should be able to match up pretty good with those guys. Now, the offensive line, they got a rookie at the left tackle, second-round pick from this year, Ursary. Now, the thing with him is athleticism. Mike Green could cause him some problems. Just don't bull rush him. You know, he's a big guy, and bull rush, he's better off being a bull, you know. Out-athlete him. Their inside line, I'm not crazy about the guards or the center. You know, I mean, at left guard, Lakin Tomlinson played, but then Juice Scruggs came in and played three quarters. And I'm not sure if Tomlinson got benched or he got hurt or what, but Scruggs is not that good either. But inside, I think, Bob, I would be shocked if Peoples doesn't have a huge game inside.
Oh.
You know, in passing situations, because their centers and guards are not athletic, and they struggle with initial quickness. Justin Simmons wore them out, Bob. I mean, he's a stud, but he was in the backfield all day. You know, and they don't really knock you off the ball. Case in point, the two inside linebackers from Tennessee had 17 tackles and 9 tackles in that game. And Houston likes to run the football. Tight end, Dalton Schultz, good receiver, can't block. Short receiver, you know, and they get the ball out extremely quick. Now, Woody Marks, number 27, their running back, he's got some quickness and some burst and
stuff.
Where
the hell that come from?
I don't know. Fourth-round pick. Nick Chubb, I think, like has been said, he doesn't have a lot of burst, or he's a shell of what he was, you know, at one point. But Woods has got some quickness and some explosiveness, and he's got some speed to the outside. They will use a fullback. British Brooks, number 44, for some ISOs and stuff. But they're not going to be able to, they do not knock people off the ball. Now, in pass, they're always going to have a tight end, the back. Very rarely, they're not giving help to one of the tackles, because the tackles struggle against athleticism. I think Van Oyl could wear, if he's totally healthy, he will be in the backfield. And the big thing, Bob, to me is I don't think Stroud's coming into the game with a ton of confidence. I mean, it was kind of like Mahomes. Mahomes was trying to get rid of the ball till he played the Ravens. But, I mean, that's why initially you can't let him get comfortable. Because don't let him get comfortable where he's feeling good. No. Right from the get-go, you got to be on attack mode, get him on. Because they sacked him a bunch. They made him move around a bunch. And that ball came out so quick. You know, he's averaging seven yards a completion. And against Tennessee, man, that ball was out. And they couldn't score. I mean, they scored two field goals in three quarters. That was it. You know, and then they got some turnovers, and Tennessee just wore down. Now, defensively, Bob, they got outstanding pass rushers. 51 and 55. Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter, they're the real deal. And if you get in third down, Bob, they're going to line up in wide nines, and they're coming. And we don't have a tackle that can block them, because it'll be Noteboom and Rosengarten. They can't block them by themselves. But now, on the inside, their inside guys are just big slobber knockers. We match up extremely well with those guys.
They should not get pressure. But I imagine they'll probably do some stunts and twists in there. But I am not impressed with their inside guys. Now, Tennessee initially got some movement in the run game. And I think we're going to be able to get some movement because Anderson and Hunter, outstanding against the pass, not as good against the run. You know where Anderson's good against the run? Chasing it from backside. You know, so be leery of that. I think we're going to be able to run the football at him. Now, Al Shazier, their inside linebacker, number zero, athletic guy, very athletic. They're not the biggest. And their other inside linebacker is E.J. Speed, number 45. Now, he can run. He's got speed.
Appropriately named.
Yes, very. He's 6'4", and his change of direction's not good. They take him out of nickel, which kind of tells me that, you know, his change of direction is not that good. So they take him out. So the secondary, I like the secondary. I think Kamari Lassiter, the corner, number four, and Stingley, 24, he's a Pro Bowler. Secondary is pretty good. The receiver's going to have to work to get open. And I think the big thing's going to be here, Bob, is because of their pass rush, and it's going to come from the outside, unless they're going to bring blitzes and stuff. But they're going to try to line up, I would think, in an eight-man front. They're going to say, we're going to stop the run, and Cooper Rush, can you beat us? Can you beat us throwing the football?
Stingley didn't practice yesterday with an oblique. And Anderson's was a non-football injury.
Yeah, so they'll be there. You know, I mean, are they a great team? No, they're not. I mean, Tennessee sucks, and it was in Houston.
Yeah.
And Tennessee ran 45 plays. You know, so, I mean, they should have had 6 points. Should have been 6-6 to start the game. But I like Tennessee's pass rushers. I'm not crazy about their inside guys. I think their linebackers are undersized. If we can get up to them and combo up to them, we're going to make some plays. Now, I think this, and it's going to be one of my keys when we talk about it later, yak yards are going to be big for the Ravens in this game. Why? Because I'm guessing the ball's going to have to come out quick.
That's Vinny's film breakdown of the Houston Texans, who are favored because the Ravens are decimated by injuries. When we come back, we'll talk about the 1-3 start. How did they get to this point? Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans, joining us. Coming up next, whip around left 15, talk about those baseball playoffs. Cincinnati Reds, they go quickly, but the other three series going to a finale, all three of them today. And then Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun, will preview the game with him and talk about the many injuries and will the Ravens have a starting cornerback active for this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.